Want to thank everybody for joining us again today on Bridging the Gap. Again today, the judge has been called away, so I'm going to be your host filling in. I'm Corey Graham, Communications Director for Powell County. One thing we've tried to highlight pretty frequently on the show are events that are going on not only with our local civic groups, but in both the cities of Stanton and Clay City. And today we're joined by some folks who are here to represent Relay for Life. They're going to tell us about a whole series of events they've got going on this summer that not only give the people of Powell County a lot of fun things to do, but they also benefit a good cause. So, folks, if you don't mind, why don't you introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit initially just about what Relay for Life is, if we have some folks who aren't familiar with it.
My name is Miranda King.
I'm Ian Morton.
We're both members of the Defenders Relay for Life team. We're just one of several organizations that participate in the Powell County Relay for Life and try to help money to that obviously goes toward the American Cancer Society. A lot of people think Relay for Life, you know, we don't, because the benefits go to the American Cancer Society, but so Powell County really doesn't see any of it. And we recently looked at some statistics and found that over 45 people here in Powell County were serviced by the American Cancer Society in 2016, whether it be classes, medical treatment, stays at the Hope Lodge in Lexington, and received over $44,000 worth of benefits from the American Cancer Society. So we think it's a big deal, and it's very important that we get out and show our support for the American Cancer Society so that the people in our community can benefit.
Well, great. We know, obviously, that cancer is a big issue around here. It is, all, you know, with the whole Eastern Kentucky region, but it's definitely something that really hits home here and definitely the kind of thing that anything we can do as a community to help fight, that's exactly what we need to do. Now, as far as the events you've got coming up, I know the one that jumps right out at me. It's the one that I've seen recently on Facebook. It's been passed around a lot. I even know some people who've been out there. Tell us a little bit about Movies in the Park. How did that get started, and what can we expect from it this summer?
This summer, we are trying to host a series of events down at the Stanton City Park. We got a large projector screen. Ian here is the president of our technical department, we call him. He makes sure everything runs real well. We show a movie on the big screen. We got speakers that are hooked up. It's dark. It's a real fun atmosphere for families. We just recently had our first showing. I think it went pretty well, don't you?
I agree. Ian? There was probably close to, what would you say, 70, 80 people out there, kids and adults alike, so
yeah.
Good turnout.
We watched the movie Sing. Everybody had a great time. Our next Movies at the Park is going to be July the 1st. Obviously, that's the 4th of July weekend, so we're hoping to get some people, some families who are out looking for something to do together. We're going to show Beauty and the Beast, the live action one, not the one back in 1994, whatever it was. But we're going to show the new one. We thought that would be something that both kids and adults would enjoy watching. Admission for that is $3 for adults, $1 for children, and obviously babies are free. And we have a limited amount of concessions that we sell there on site, popcorn, drinks, chips, things like that. And obviously all of the benefits go toward our Relay for Life team to benefit the American Cancer Society.
And this is at the Stanton City Park, right? If I were to pull into the city park, I guess I can't miss it. But where is it in the area of the park, in case somebody's wanting to know?
Behind the baseball field on the, is it, would be left field? On the left field?
Right. You'll walk past the shelter that's been there for years. It's basically in the wooded area there behind the left field, I would guess you would say, the one the high school uses.
Okay, and I know beyond that, you've done this for a while, and I don't know which year is it. I know we've got the Jailbreak 5K coming up. Is this the second or third? How long has this been going on?
This will be our second Jailbreak 5K that we've got coming up on June the 24th, I believe. Is that right, Ian?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. June the 24th, it'll be our second Jailbreak 5K.
And tell them a little bit about why it's called Jailbreak, because that's actually a neat concept.
Well, we are all either work at or affiliated with the Public Defender's Office. So we work in the court system. We start the race in front of the jail and end it at our office with a big freedom sign. So that's kind of why we call it the Jailbreak 5K.
And if I want to register for that, the deadline is June 22nd. Just where would I go to register?
Our office address is 452 Washington Street. You can stop in there anytime, and someone will help you with the registration there. You can also register online. I'm not sure what that...
If you'll go to the Facebook website for the Jailbreak 5K or Jailbreak Walk Run 5K, there's actually a link there. It links to the American Cancer Society where you can sign up. And again, it's, I think June 22nd is what I said.
June 22nd.
And obviously with the registration, you get a little bag of goodies. Most importantly, everybody wants their t-shirt. We have a real cool t-shirt design this year for the race, something a little different than we did last year. So it should be lots of fun.
That's great. And now this isn't just exclusive to Stanton, though. I know you do have an event coming up in Clay City. Tell us a little bit about that.
In Clay City, we have... this will also be the second year for the Rubber Duck Derby. Everybody gets excited when we talk about the Duck Derby because I believe at some point either one of the council members or the mayor of Clay City thought we were going to throw live ducks off the bridge and have them race down the Red River.
The trick is getting them to actually go that way.
Right, exactly. But what you do is basically you would purchase a duck. Ducks are $5. You don't get the actual duck. You get a number. All of our ducks are numbered. We drop them in the Red River. The first duck across the line wins split the pot with how much ever we raise for the year. I think last year the winner got about $700.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Yeah. And then, of course, the last place duck last year, I'm not sure what game it will be, but it'll be a UK football game. The last duck across the line will get UK football tickets.
Oh, that's great. Well, now then the actual Relay for Life, the main event that we're all accustomed to. Tell us a little bit about that coming up this year.
I believe it's October 14th, I think is the day on it. And again, that's when all the teams come together. I think there's a group called the American Homemakers. They're really involved. Several different groups. But basically, they all meet at the Stanton City Park. There's different cost...
Themes,
different. You all won for the best theme, I believe, last year.
Best camp last year.
And they also have the, is it the Remembrance Walk, if I remember correctly, at the very end where they will call it the survivors and in memory of, and they walk around that park in remembrance of that person who's maybe passed or survived by cancer.
Yes, last year the theme was Disney, and of course every team had a Disney-themed tent. We were Pixie Hollow. We all wore tutus, even Ian. This year we're doing movies, so every team will have a movie. So it should be a lot of fun to see everybody dressed up and participating. And what Ian was talking about, the service, it's a really cool service. At the end, they turn all the lights off, and you can purchase a luminary, which is a bag with a candle for either an in memory of or in honor of someone who's fighting and still living, still surviving and fighting the good fight, or in memory of someone that we've lost to cancer. And at the end of the night, all those names are called off in a really nice ceremony. You can buy those luminaries from us or any other Relay for Life team member within Powell County. We also have something a little different this year. We're going to do what we call bloominaries. If you want to spend a little more money, it's going to be mums with your person's name on it, and then you get to take those home with you and plant them afterwards. So it's a little something extra to take home to remember your loved ones with.
And you guys, how long have you, tell us both of you, how long have you been involved with Relay for Life, and what inspired you to get involved with Relay for Life?
This is actually just our second year for Relay for Life. And how it happened was we had a colleague at our office who, shortly after he came to work with us, got diagnosed with lung cancer. That was enough. You know, we've all lost people and have people who we know are fighting. Ian's wife recently lost her father to cancer. We've all lost family members and friends. But when Steve came along and... was diagnosed with lung cancer shortly after he came to us, we felt like that was a good way to rally around him and show support and just let him know that we were there for him. You know, it hits home. It's when it's the person down the street or so-and-so's aunt or uncle, it's a little different. But when it happens to somebody who's in the office next to you, it kind of gives you a little inspiration to get up and do something.
And I'm sure you'd be hard-pressed to find anyone in Powell County who's not had some really life-changing contact with this terrible disease. I mean, it's just, it's rampant here, and I understand that. Now, the foundation, for those who are uninitiated to Relay for Life, the foundation itself, tell us, what is the foundation, and how does this work, the connection between local groups like yourselves, and then the overall larger foundation that you're raising money for?
All the money that we raise goes directly into one large fund for the American Cancer Society. And benefits are passed out from the larger group to people in smaller communities, and they decide where money goes and where it's applied. I mean, I think that's why a lot of people have the misconception that the people of Powell County don't really benefit from what we're doing here locally. But as I was, with the statistics that I gave you, just when we started the show, you know, the people of Powell County in 2016 received $44,400 worth of benefits from the American Cancer Society.
And I'm sure that's far in excess of what we raised.
Yes, last year's goal was $24,000, and that's what we raised. We raised $24,000. So, you know, I think it's safe to say that we here in Powell County are getting more than our fair share of what we're putting into it.
And you talk about teams. For those who may be uninitiated also to Relay for Life as a concept, when they hold the main Relay for Life event that we're all familiar with seeing signage for and T-shirts, what exactly is the Relay for Life? What is the relay? How does that work as far as raising awareness and things like that?
Well, on October the 14th, when we get out there, the idea is that every team has someone on the track walking for a loved one or in memory of someone the whole time. So someone on your team has to be walking the whole time. It's basically, you know, it's the main event to end the fundraising season before we start again. It's to bring awareness to people who have survived. It's to bring awareness to those who we've lost. We also have a survivor's dinner where we invite and any cancer survivor can come and receive dinner on site at the relay. Survivors are given T-shirts and medals for surviving. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of recognition.
And I assume there's a level of healthy competition between the teams, as you pointed out.
Yeah, there is. Healthy competition is probably the easiest way to say it.
Polite way of putting it.
Exactly. Myself and Ian's wife, Bridget, are fierce competitors, and we take it to a whole new level. I think Ian would agree with me.
Most definitely.
Well, but I guess that's kind of the point, though, is, you know, if you get people in a, we'll say it again, healthy competition, then all that's going to do is drive up revenue. So that's great.
Exactly. Last year we won, we had the best campsite with our Pixie Hollow theme. And we also, what we were most proud of is that we were the top fundraising team. We tied with another group, but ourselves and another group were the top fundraising teams in Powell County. So we were super proud about that.
I believe it was like $5,000 you all raised.
Yes.
And these events that you've got, the rubber duck race, the jailbreak, the movies in the park, is that for your team or is that overall?
It's money that our team is raising for the American Cancer Society.
Right. Of course, it all goes back in the same
right.
pot.
But we raise it and then we turn it over to them and they, you know, they count it and get it to where it needs to be. But it all goes into the same pot.
I want to thank you guys again for coming on the show today. This is it's great work that you're doing. You're providing a service to the community. On top of that, you're providing a service to the greater good of not only our community, but other communities who are suffering from some of the same afflictions we are. Since we're running out of time, guys, if you can, just kind of sign off with us and tell us anything else that we need to know heading out.
Corey, thank you so much for having us today. What we want to do before we go is just thank everybody who's helped us so far, participating, coming out to Movies in the Park, registering for the jailbreak. We encourage you to continue to do those things. We need you. We want to thank the Stanton City Park for allowing us to have Movies in the Park and the cooperation of the Clay City Park for allowing us to do the Rubber Duck Derby down there. We really appreciate everybody's help in this, and we just ask that you keep coming.
Just thank you all.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Corey.